episode 66 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
All right, guys. So last episode, we got Fuka for Category F, which is just a weird name. I mean, I guess it's the girl's name, obviously, for the She's not the main character, surprisingly, but she is essential to the plot. She's sort of the main character, but the story doesn't revolve around her. It revolves around a boy.
She's one of those weird main characters that's in the background.
Yeah. Anyway, so we have Fuka. The premise is...
I didn't say it yet.
Say what?
Premise.
Say it.
Premise.
Premise. The premise is...
I'm just saying...
Let's read the wiki first.
I'm just saying...
We usually do that
first. Yeah, we usually do the wiki first. That's why I was a little confused why you're going out of order.
I don't know. I'm just joking.
But I was editing one of the earlier podcasts today, and I was listening, and when I didn't say premise, you said you didn't say premise, and it feels weird when you don't say premise. So now that you just did it here...
That feels weird.
Now it feels weird that I didn't say it. So I read the wiki.
It's a Japanese manga written and illustrated by Koji Seo. Probably Seo. Published by Kodansha from February 12th, 2014 to April 2018. So in Shonen, which is pretty big if you're in Shonen. Blah, blah, blah. Published online by Crunchyroll, and the television adapted was Diomedia in 2017.
Oh, this was newer then.
Yeah, it's fairly new. I figured it was fairly newer. The animation wasn't terrible.
No, but I can't... It's anywhere between... From the last decade, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. It depends. It depends on how much money they put into the production.
Right.
Anyway, the premise is essentially there's a group of kids in high school that loosely know each other. Mm. The main character joins the high school.
Right.
And, you know, he meets the girl named Fuka with blue hair by random, of course, on his way to school.
Right.
And then he sees her again at school. And it's got the Ichi tag in it, which is sexualization, pretty much.
Yeah, because the fan service was outrageous.
But it wasn't that much, surprisingly. It was like every other episode there was something.
Yeah, but when it was there, it was outrageous. There.
Yeah, when it was there, it was a lot. And essentially, he meets her, they get to know each other, and, you know, through hijinks, they form a band. And it's really more of a love entrance, more of a romance anime than anything else.
Kind of. It's got a whole music backdrop.
We'll get into it. It's got different arcs. The reason why I think it's more of a romance anime than anything else is because the other arcs are just kind of there.
Well, and it is based around a love triangle.
Yeah, but the other arcs are just, they're there in the sense, like, a couple of them have reasons why they don't really want to join the band, and they give reasons for it, and then you hear nothing else about it until, oh, I'm joining the band, I'm in the band, and it's like, there was no real arc. It was, I don't want to join the band, and I want to join the band. Like, there was nothing in between or after there, really. Like, the kid that plays piano. His dad, he didn't want to join the band because his dad doesn't want him to do music. He wants him to pursue an actual
career.
Career of some sort. Doesn't really get into it. Okay, so, but then he sort of joins the band, and then the band disbands for a little bit because of Fuka, and then he goes to join it again, and it's just like, I'm doing it. You know what I mean? Like, there's no conversations about it or anything. It's just, I'm doing it.
One of these days, we will do one of these animes where we don't jump from one end of the anime to the other.
But that's my reason why it's more of a romance anime.
No, I mean, it is a romance.
It's a bad romance anime, though.
I've seen worse.
I've definitely seen worse. It's just, it's not that much there.
I surprisingly, out of all the animes, these slice of life ones
seem to be easier to watch. I'll give it. I've got some credit for it. Very easy to watch.
I was like,
I'm not falling asleep while watching it.
These are the ones I kind of look forward to because everyone's there. Yeah. These are the ones that kind of surprise you.
Yeah, there's definitely some good moments in it, and
so,
there are so many animes that are tiring.
Right,
that are such a bore. And it is a very pleasant surprise to just be able to watch something.
Yeah, and it was an easy watch. I like the music, kind of.
The music was decent.
I mean, and I'm just very lenient, I guess, on these because they've won me over so many times. You know, it was just like, it's not like a Fantastic Children where it's beating you over the head.
Yeah, that's not happening.
It's like we said in other reviews of these kind of ones have to write halfway decently in order to make something work because
there's no other hooks. It's not action. It's not this. It's not that.
You don't they have nothing else to rely on, so they have to have decent writing or it's going to bomb. At least make it watchable. And this was easily watchable.
It was very watchable, and they had some interesting things they could have expanded on. Like, very early on, you find out Fuka, when she listens to the music, sees colors, which is an obvious plot hook to leading into her being some sort of genius with music, but it goes nowhere after that, her seeing colors.
I normally don't say this, but I think this one could have benefited from a few more episodes.
Yeah. 14 or 16.
Yeah.
And they could have expanded on some of the arcs.
Some of the arcs, because it did feel rushed getting towards the end. Like, halfway through, they're still trying to put the band together. It's like,
yeah, like the romance was just like bam at the end. Right. It was the last episode. It was like the romance.
Okay, it felt really. It started to get to a point where, because they were taking their time for the first like 6 or 7 episodes,
which is fine,
but it was like, we're running out. Yeah,
they
of time.
Weren't really in a band, I think, until like episode 6 or 7.
Right, and it's like. I guess we're running out of time. We gotta speed this up a little bit.
And, like, so they decide to form a band, and they get all their members, which is sort of what they're doing up until then. And, it's like, okay, we got a show next week. We should write a song. In a week! Or however long it was.
I don't know how long it was.
Yeah, it happened quickly because it was an episode difference, but yeah. I assume it's a short amount of time.
And in that episode, it's pretty much just the Fuka girl trying to write a song.
Yeah, she makes the melody, then they all make their music parts, and then she has to make the lyrics to it, which I don't know enough about making music to know if that's how it's usually made.
It depends on the artists, really.
Yeah.
Some people can hear the melody and get that out of the way first and write the lyrics. Some people write lyrics and then write a melody to it. It all depends on the artist. And which how they sense. Do it. Some people write it at the same time. Some people don't write it at all. Someone else writes it and gets someone else to sing.
Also, suspicious that the main character can't play a lick of bass. Bass.
He slaps
the bass. That's from the movie. he can't play a lick of it. He even says that. Like, I can't even play a single chord. And then within an episode, he's playing songs. I'm not, whether or not he's good is one thing, but he's physically playing songs. That is not how music works. I know that for a fact.
That's true, but at the same time is kind of compressed in this.
Which is also true. It would just be nice if they said, like, a single lines would fix these things. Like, hey, we've been practicing for a month.
So we don't really.
That's believable, at least.
We really don't know how long this is going on.
No clue.
So there's no time. It doesn't say.
You assume
3 weeks.
It's pretty quick, though. Because it's a slice of life. It's like day to day type thing.
Yeah, but they went on.
Unless you explicitly say differently.
Yeah, but they started one school year. Then they went through a whole summer vacation. And it was through a whole. So who knows?
Yeah, I guess.
So, I mean, they could have been practicing for months and months for all we know.
That's, I guess.
But, I mean, I agree with you. They should have at least put, like, timestamps somewhere along the line to tell you what mm-hmm. when is when. But at the same time, they got 12 episodes. We got to get this moving.
So they get their band together, and they go to make a music club. They have to go to the teacher for that, right?
Yeah.
They get most of the band together, not the whole thing yet.
Yeah,
but they go to make the music club.
Right.
And you find out that the teacher that is that approves this is part of that band that they all love.
I think she was a counselor.
Yeah, whatever. Teacher, counselor, it's all the same.
Not really, but
yeah,
okay.
It's anyway, you find out that she's a member of this band that they all really like, or at least the two main characters.
The Hedgehogs.
The Hedgehogs. Yeah. It's just funny.
That's why I remembered it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have remembered it.
Yeah. Do you know their band name, the band they make?
Fallen Moon?
Fallen Moon, that is it.
I think so. I actually thought that was a halfway decent name.
That's why I
remember that one, too.
Pretty decent job.
Can't remember any other characters' names.
No, just Fuka, because that's the main character's name, and that's the name of the show.
That's the name of the show. That's the reason why I know her name. Everyone else, I can't remember at all, but tell me their band names.
But, like, classic anime fashion. She's part of the band of Hedgehog. And then they go on summer vacation, but it's not really vacation. They're working to make money.
To buy instruments that they end up getting for free anyway.
And they randomly go to somewhere to work, and just so happens, he's the drummer of the Hedgehogs.
Well, see, the way I took it is that the counselor is the one that got them the job.
Which would make sense. It just didn't really feel that way.
That's what she said. I got you a job at this place.
Okay.
So I just assumed she did that for
Yeah, maybe
them.
I didn't hear that part.
I mean...
That was still pretty.
It was still pretty coincidental. Yeah, coincidental. So we didn't even talk about the big part of this. Like the main guy character has a childhood friend who is a major pop star.
Idol is what they call him, even though they don't say that in this show. Yeah. But that is what they call him in Japan.
And she is in love with him and writes. She's made her songs based off of her
unrequited love
for him. And she's this big star, and they haven't talked since they were kids. And then she comes back into his life and.
Through Twitter, of all places.
Yeah, through Twitter,
private Twitter accounts.
So, this was the most unrealistic part of the whole show.
What, Twitter?
No, the love romance between these two.
Yeah, it's a pretty common trope in anime. Especially with the romance type music genre.
Not the unrequited love and she liking him. Him not being receptive to it.
Hugely, yes. But again, another trope.
Yeah, I know.
Like, towards the end of the show, I think the second to last episode, actually, she's like, her tits are falling out and she's on top of him, like, professing her love and she wants to get it on. And he's like, no! And shoves her off of him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love Fuka! Out of nowhere! Because, like, they've had a bunch of cool interactions, which was building up to a love arc. But until then, he's oblivious to everything.
Right. Right.
And now I'm in love.
Right. It's like, I mean, they try to play it off as him being awkward and an outcast and stuff like
that. Which is a little bit fine, but it's like, come on. But what teenage boy has a hot-ass girl that he's known for years on top of him, half-naked, and he passes that up? I don't care if you're in love with anyone else. You're getting it on.
Yeah, it's so unrealistic.
But that's, again, it's a common trope in anime. Whenever there's any type of love story, there's always a love triangle. One of them wants him. This is so common that the one that wants him but he doesn't want gets on him in some way and starts, you know, trying to get it with him, and he's like, oh no, I love this person. That happens every fucking time. It is the most frustrating thing with romance animes.
Yeah, it was, and it was even intensified in this one, because not only was she hot, but she's famous, and
famous.
Rich, and probably the most desirable girl in the country at this point.
Yeah.
So
top 10 at least.
It's like, come on, really? And you're gonna choose Fuka, who is, don't get me wrong, she's apparently becoming big pop star.
Yeah, she's getting there. She's, you know, in the beginning, but she's getting there.
She's getting there. She's getting to a point there too. But
she expressed zero interest in him, zero, up until the last episode.
Not really. They went on that date in like the first or second episode.
That wasn't real. I think that was just them hanging out with friends, because like she didn't treat it like a date.
But she said this was a date.
It was literally, my friend couldn't come, and I have an extra ticket, so you come, is what happened.
No,
she had an extra ticket.
No, you're wrong. It was, he got tickets from his sister, and she said, take someone, and she saw him holding the tickets with no one to go with. She said, you take
it. I thought it was the other way.
No, I think that was later.
Okay, so it was two times that happened.
Yeah, it was later.
Either way.
I think it was the concert that they went to.
She might have said it was a date, but zero happened. Like, of all the places for things to happen, and things did happen, it should have happened then.
Well, there was also the point that she's also apparently awkward and
oblivious.
Doesn't
know
what
love is, never felt those feelings.
Yeah, that's what they try to say anyway. And she doesn't have a cell phone for some reason.
Yeah.
That was super unrealistic.
I actually would be fine with if they built some sort of arc with that.
Right.
It was just kind of there for no reason.
I mean, she listens to CDs, and she doesn't have a cell phone, so she's technologically impaired.
It's not dated years ago, no. So like, first off, CDs doesn't make any fucking sense.
No.
If they have modern cell phones, which they do have, no one's buying CDs, especially not in Japan.
Right. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm technologically disadvantaged, and I have a cell phone. And I don't buy CDs, so...
Yeah, it's such a rare thing nowadays. Who's your favorite character? Because I have a favorite character.
Oh, I didn't have a favorite character.
No. Mine is the drummer who's the gay guy. I don't know his name. Because he's constantly not actually coming on to his bandmates, but, like, jokingly doing it in front of other people, and it's fucking hilarious.
I liked his character, because he wasn't a stereotypical gay guy.
No, he wasn't.
He was just, I'm gay. I'm not into girls. He doesn't even say I'm gay. Girls are always flirting with him. He said, I was never that interested in girls. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So
yeah, they just
that.
Sort of leave it like that, except for the times when like girls are around the main character and they're talking about how I think they were talking about how the drummer's like really hot or
right.
No. What they were doing was they were talking about how the main character might be gay.
Right.
That's exactly what it was. And the drummer came up and was like, you know, jokingly about being gay with them.
Uh-huh.
And it was fucking hilarious. It was really funny. They did that well.
Yeah.
It's exactly how teenagers act. That's how I act.
Oh, God.
Look, it's got a lot of problems. Most of them, in my opinion, are the story and the arc. There's nothing really there. Just sort of, nothing really happens most of the time.
Honestly, you know what the show could have used? Them more time as a band and more songs.
Yes, that was
because
arguably the best part.
What made Your Lie in April so good was the constant music throughout this. And the music in this wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it was decent.
So it was like,
my only issue with the music in this is that it's band music, right?
Right.
So they're singing, but they're not singing in English. They're singing in Japanese.
Nah, that's true.
And if they had provided subtitles,
it would have been better, yeah.
Sold, but they didn't.
Right. I mean, and I even like the difference between the band music and then the idol music
that was interesting.
The other love interest, the other girl love interest sings throughout the song. So it was, I liked the music, and if it was more of it, it would have raised it a little bit more.
So, something funny. So, there's been in the first couple episodes, there's, you know, the risque-ness.
Oh, yeah.
But then, one episode happens. I forget which episode it is, and there's none in it. And then I'm on the next episode, and there's none in it up until the very end. Well, I haven't gotten to the end yet, so I'm like, oh, there hasn't been any in a while. My daughter comes downstairs. We're sitting, we're watching it. And she's, you know, it's essentially a love anime at this point. So, she's getting kind of excited about it. You know, she's hiding behind the pillow watching. And then... The guy, they're sitting at the beach, and he goes to stand up, and he falls on her, and her shirt comes up, and you see a lot, so I'm like, no! I throw my arms up in front of my daughter, you can't watch this! And, like, there's no nudity, But it's still sexually explicit in it, to a certain sense.
Right. It is ridiculous.
It's out of nowhere, it happened.
It's ridiculous at some point. He lives with his three sisters, and every time Jesus. He goes home, they're all practically naked. Every single time.
His one older sister, the taller, bigger-chested one, is always walking around in underwear, just coming out of a shower with a towel around her neck, covering her nipples.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
And it's like the first scene when Fuka gets introduced to the main guy character, she runs into him, he falls down, and panty shot.
They're setting the tone. Well, it's what Ichi is. So it's like, if we were choosing to watch anime, which we're not, but let's throw that out there. Let's say we're choosing to watch anime.
We don't choose.
And we picked this one.
We don't choose any of these.
But let's say we were, and we picked this one, and we looked at the tags, and we still chose it. That's what we're buying into. That's what's being provided.
That's true.
We would have chosen to watch this type of anime. So it's hard to knock an anime when it wants to be that. I think it's better to knock an anime when it doesn't want to be that, it doesn't have that tag, and it still does it.
That's true, but at the same time...
Because it is its own genre. It's like having an action anime and being upset that it's an action anime. This is its own genre. It's just not something that we're used to as Americans.
True. I get that. But if you're going to try to appeal to an English-speaking audience, and it's dubbed...
Yeah, but there's not a whole lot you can change, you know what I mean? Like, you're just dubbing it.
But I'm just saying, I'm not against it. I'm not saying, ooh, I don't like the naked girls that are in the show. It's just... It's
a bit much.
It's
weird when you do it with your siblings. It's really weird.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and one of the siblings was younger, like...
Yeah, like 12 or
13, and it was just like, why are you...
I don't think she was really naked, but her older sister.
No, there was one scene where they're all naked, essentially. And I was like, why are we watching this? This scene could be completely cut from the anime, and it would have made no difference.
That's because that's the genre that it's in, so they have to fit it in somewhere.
I guess. It just doesn't add anything.
It doesn't. Not for us, anyway. But some people want that in an anime.
Yeah, but why don't you just go watch Huntai?
Because sometimes... It's less is more.
I guess. I don't know. It just is. I don't get it.
Anyway, I mean, what else do you want to talk about? I mean, we didn't go episode by episode, but you got the gist of it.
Well, they make the band, breaks up because...
She gets a shot at going solo.
Well, she breaks up the band because she can't handle her feelings for...
Yes, especially when he's constantly hanging out with the other idol.
Yeah, they were kind of dating with the idol and him for...
Yeah, I mean, they were going out a lot and seeing each other, you know what I mean, and hanging out a lot. I wouldn't really call it dating.
So, yeah, Fuki was an okay character up until she split up the band. Then she became a complete selfish bitch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, teenager.
Yeah, I get it, but still, it
teenager
was...
Teenager in love and, you know, you're hurt, you don't want to be around this person anymore, and you're always going to see this person for, like, many hours per day if you're in this band.
But she said nothing to him.
Yeah, I mean, teenager. Kids do stupid shit.
I guess.
They don't know how to handle their emotions. They're so passionate. It dulls out when you get older. Dead inside.
I don't know. I've been the same since I was a teenager, so...
I'm gonna rank it on a romance Ichi anime, and it's probably a 6 or a 7. That's above middle of the road.
Nah, it's a 5.
5? Well, I mean, if as a regular just anime, I'd say 5 or 4.
It's definitely a 5 all around, because even as a romance, the romance wasn't...
That great. The Ichi was nice.
The romance didn't hold it.
The romance didn't hold it, you're right, but it was so watchable.
It was for watchable, me, that's why it's a 5.
Yeah.
It's better than watching...
I say 6, then. You brought it down.
Like, what was... I can't even think of it. Like, the only other Slice of Life one or thing I can think of is Your Lie in April. I can't remember any of the
And it's also Slice of Life band music type love interest, so right. It's very similar to this, and that was way better.
That was way better, and we gave that one, like, a 7 or 8. So
okay, yeah, 5. 5.5.
Yeah, so I can't do it, but it's better than, like, Tamari Princess or something like that, Christ. Which is still our highest downloaded episode ever.
Why?
I don't know. It's got, like, 60% of our downloads.
You guys are killing me.
How
many?
Huh?
How many?
It's got like almost 1,000 downloads. Why? Everything else is dwarfed in comparison to that.
I wonder if it's like people don't know what they're downloading, and it's just like it's a similar name to something else.
No, on it. Because when I look at the breakdowns, it's always teenage girls who are downloaded in that episode.
Oh, maybe we should fix the wheel to be more reverse harems.
No, because the other reverse harem we got, I can't remember its name off the top of my head, is not downloaded. It's that one in particular for some reason.
Huh, that's weird.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just popular among teenage girls.
Yeah, I have no idea. And we also get, recently, our numbers in Texas have been super high for some reason.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know.
Texas.
So, and, oh,
I might be moving there in a couple years.
And the Philippines, for some reason.
Philippines are heavily into anime.
So, yeah, but listen to us talk about
it. That's true, but, like, the only people that are going to be listening to us are people that are heavily into anime.
True. That's true. But at the same time, We get, like, no one in Japan.
Well, English.
That's true.
Different language. Yeah. I mean, Philippines is obviously a different language, but they, a lot of them speak English.
That's fair.
Yeah, so five, six for me. What was before this? Full Metal Panic and what? Fantastic Children.
Yep.
Right? I would put Full Metal Panic, this, and then Fantastic Children.
Yeah, there's no contest. This was an easy one to rank in
order.
Yeah,
it's fairly simple.
I'd rather watch this over Fantastic Children any day. Fantastic Children is probably one of the worst ones we got.
And it was decently rated amongst other people. Which is so weird.
I guess, but like,
so weird.
It's down there with 801 TTS Airbags.
Yeah, god awful.
And
there's so many episodes.
So long. Oh, it wasn't even well written. At least freaking that Koikaze was well written.
Oh god, stop it.
I'm just saying.
Stop it.
I'm just saying. It was so bad. Oh, the Galaxy Railways was another one
that was just a drag.
Oh, man, it was terrible.
All right, guys, so let's spin for the category.
Yeah, we stopped talking about the actual anime like 5 minutes ago. And we're going
to spin it pretty quickly.
And we're turning down the applause right about now.
What did we get? Ghost Stories? We got Ghost Stories? I think I... Oh, man. This is going to be... This is if...
Sorry, I'll edit it out.
God damn it. Yes! Oh, my God!
Why?
We got all... I can't... Because I've seen a couple episodes of this. Drew, who's a fan of ours, a friend of ours, has seen this, and he turned me on to it. I've only watched a couple episodes. The dub for it is... it's official English dub, but what they decided to do is to not give a f*** and just have a super amount of fun, like so much fun. So crazy shit happens. It's a bad anime. It's god awful, but you're gonna laugh because the dub's fantastic.
Okay, I'll take it.
All right, guys. Next episode.
Ghost Stories. Apparently. Ghost Stories. See you later. Bye.